Please.
Thank you.
First of all, I would like to thank you for inviting me to this session. History of radio astronomy in Korea is short, less than 50 years. Radio astronomy in Korea began with Dr. Yeong Ki-min, who majored in radio astronomy in the United States. And was appointed as the first director of Korea National Astronomical Observatory, predecessor of President Kasi. At the time, in consideration of the global development trend and investment efficiency, the radio telescope was decided to observe millimeter wave rather than centimeter. Therefore, ASCRO's Portmetal radio telescope system was decided in 1980. In 1985, antenna and radome of Portmetal radio telescope was started to install. In 1976, Tedok Radio Astronomy Observatory was established. In 1987, installation of a whole Portmetal radio telescope system was completed. And also, we received a personal light from Orion KL in the 12CO lines. After the completion of system equipment and commissioning, astronomical observation and open use was started. This slide showed the TRL receiver at early stage. 100 GHz Schottky area diode mixer receiver was imported from Militech company at first stage. In 1993, 100 SIS receiver was developed by Dr. Seok-tae Han for the first time. Next, 100 and 150 GHz dual channel SIS receiver was developed. This dual channel receiver became a springboard for the development of the KBN four channel receiver. Using the TRL Portmetal radio telescope, mapping and survey observation of summer and major lines were performed toward the molecular cloud, star forming region, evolved star, and galactic center like this. Since 29, large area has been observed using the multi-beam receiver, QALY and the SQUARE. Currently, 5 to 13 proposals are carried out annually. About 4 papers was published every year, as shown in this bar graph. As the University Radio Telescope, SRAO 6-meter radio telescope at Seoul National University campus play an important role in manpower training. SRAO was opened in 22 based on this 6-meter radio telescope. SIS receiver and software for 6-meter radio telescope were developed by graduate students. These well-trained graduate students, after finishing their PhD course, became a key member in construction and the development of KBN system. The next new project after the Portmetal radio telescope was discussed from the mid-1990s. Therefore, Korean VLBI network project was promoted to have global competitiveness by observing wavelengths up to millimeter wave. In 2000, the Bodiput KVN project was secured. In 2007, starting with the installation of KVN with San Telescope, KVN Tanna and Yonsei Telescope was installed. This photo shows the lifting of KVN Yonsei and KVN Ulsan Radio Telescope. And right side, this photo shows the KVN installation ceremony at KVN Ulsan Observatory. In 2010, 22 and 43 gigahertz fringe was detected from all KVN3 stations. In 2012, simultaneous fringe at 22, 43, 86, and 129 gigahertz bands were also detected. From 2013, KVN field-by observation for astronomical purposes entered into regular operation, and KVN key science program and cover EAVNR program was performed. In addition, open use to domestic and worldwide astronomical community has been ongoing twice a year since 2013. This four channel receiver was developed in 2012 for our KVN for simultaneous multi-frequency observation. This four channel receivers currently has evolved into a compact triple band receiver called CTR. CTR will be installed in extended KVN and Italian field system. It is expected that this CTR will be a worldwide MPKM, worldwide standard system in millimeter field BI. East Asia VLBI Research Center was completed in 2012. Korea Japan joint correlator for 16 stations of East Asia VLBI network and DIFX software correlator for KVN only data were installed in this research building. This photo shows the completion ceremony of East Asia VLBI Research Center at CASI headquarters in Daejeon. Combined network of KVN and BERA called CABA was formed in 2010 based on CASI NAOJ MOU for VLBI collaboration in 2022. Early collaboration with NAOJ was very helpful for KVN project. By adding short baseline of KVN, cover image was upgraded, showing an extended component compared to the better only images shown this figure. East Asian VLBI network consists of KVN, BERA, Noyan 45 meter telescope, and Tianma Nansen telescope was established in 2018 and entered into regular operation from 2018. On this slide, we'll see the KVN key science program of first generation and second generation, and CABA EAVN large program one. Details will be omitted because of time constraints. KVN has been operate 3,000 hours per year with 50% KVN only operation and 50% overseas joint network. About 40 proposals were submitted every year. Its accession rate was about 85%, as shown in this bar graph. About 20 papers were published every year. This is a Caribbean specialist of the Journal of the Korean Astronomical Society, published in 2015. Extended Caribbean was started from 2020. Kashi constructed the post 21-meter radio telescope at Pyeongchang campus of Seoul National University, Gangwon Province. You can see the Pyeongchang district in this figure, left side figure. The portal showed the Caribbean Pyeongchang site under construction of telescope and the observatory building base. Korea joined the East Asia WLBI Consortium from 2014. The Almanac Youth Committee in Korea participated in observational research from cycle two. Korea participated in ALMA development from 2017. First item was GPU spectrometer development for total power array, and second item, ALMA band 7 and 8 receiver development for ASTEM. This system will be delivered to NIOJ within this year. Korea has also been participating in ALMA development since 2021 with this 9-year plan. Details will be omitted. This bar graph shows the number of proposals and papers by ALMA Youth Committee in Korea. About 30 ALMA proposals was submitted. Its acceptance rate is about 27%. About 25 papers was published every year during this period. Korea also joined the EAO JCMT operation from 2015. About 20 papers was published every year during this period. Here I would like to mention radio astronomy division of CASI as the largest radio astronomy research group in Korea. Radio astronomy division consists of the following five departments: TRAO, KVN, ALMA, Technology Development Group, and Research Group. Radio division has 88 staff. And this annual budget was about $6.1 million US dollars, including extended KVM budget. There are seven universities with radio astronomy faculty in Korea. UST is operated in KASI. Currently, there are 9 graduate students in this research field. In the case of Seoul National University, there are 4 graduate students. In Gyeongju University, there are 5 graduate students nowadays. As a future prospect, there will be 20 important directions for the development of radio astronomy in Korea. One direction is to have international capability and competitiveness in the millimeter wavelength range through KVN, EKVN, ESR, and the joint network operation with Fabian-based Kaba EAVN, GMVA, and EHT. The other is a secure global competitiveness through international participation in the world's most advanced and large-scale observation facilities, such as ALMA, SKA, and the next generation VLA. Synergy of KBN with ALMA, KGMTA, and joint study with the series will lead to high impact research in Korea. Cultivating more interferometry experts in science and technology are required. Thank you for attention.
Thank you very much, Professor Cho. Questions? Let me start first from online participants. Any question from those who are not in Busan? Silence. Okay. Any questions from the audience here? Also, no questions. Well, thank you very much. Well, settings are such that, I understand it might be a bit difficult to follow questions, but group is small, so take a chance to talk to speakers if so desired during the break of this session. So now we go to the next presentation of Professor Ishigura, and I see already on the screen, but somehow we don't have it here on a big screen. Just a second, let me try to do something. I see it perfectly well on my screen, and this is still presentation of Professor Cho. Just a second. Stop share. Okay, now we see screen. Okay, now we are on the screen, and Professor Ishiguro, could you do you share your screen now?
From here, okay.
Yes, yes. You can share the screen. We have it on the.
Okay.
Yep, it's about to happen. Yes, we see you on the screen. Please. So Professor Masato Ishiguro will talk about the history of radio interferometers in Japan. Please go ahead as per schedule, and I will give you a 5 minutes warning.
Thank you very much. So today I'm going to talk on the history of radio interferometers in Japan. And it's not working.